soul to soul, and spirit to spirit. Blessings. This week has been such a flurry of activity, particularly on the mystical principles list, that I am inclined to just be silent here for an hour. Perhaps that would be something, wouldn't it? Listen to an hour long of silence. Perhaps everybody would go away with their cups fuller than they have ever been with all of this much speaking. So today, this might be a very short talk with many pauses of silence in between the words. If I knew that I was going to leave this plane at the end of this hour, and I only had one thing to give you, it would be the way. I would like to give you the way. I would like to introduce you to the Father within. Because I, the Father within, I am the way. And so if I had one final gift that I could give to you, it would be to introduce you to the Father within your being, within your consciousness. There is a presence, an invisible presence, more real than anything in this world. And it is within your very own being, within your very own consciousness. And it is unlimited, unbounded love, an infinite sea of love. You carry it within your consciousness. Silently it awaits your arrival. And if you are unaware of it, you walk this earth alone. And in your aloneness, if you walk as I walked it when I was alone, you do your very best. And yet, somehow it's not enough. We feel that we are just one in 6 billion. We are overwhelmed with the skyrocketing prices. We are overwhelmed with the tension in the world's powers fighting each other or on the verge. And if not that broad of a scale, we are overwhelmed with how do we eke out enough living to pay our bills? How do we survive in a world where the rich get richer and the division between the upper class and the lower class gets broader and farther apart? I don't know if you've noticed, but I've noticed going shopping that there's a new experience that I never had when I was a child. There are things disappearing from the shelves. Sometimes you go into the market and you can't find something that was an everyday item, such as lettuce or bread or milk or eggs. Something's happening out there. The world seems to be winding down. It's not a very comforting picture. And if you walk this world alone, it's frightening. What will happen when you can no longer go to the store and get the items you need? Will we have long lines as they did in Russia, or perhaps still do? Will we wait 2 hours for a pair of shoes or a roll of toilet paper? It's quite frightening to the individual you that walks alone. And walking alone, we seem to become entangled in situations, in relationships. We try our best, and yet there always seems to be misunderstandings and miscommunication. There may be people we really liked, and suddenly there's a misunderstanding, and there's something we can't put our fingers on, and the relationship disintegrates, and you walk away, or they walk away, or it's mutually agreed upon that you have irreconcilable differences. And there you are, alone, wondering, what happened? I have failed again. I thought I had learned, but here I am again, going around this mountain one more time. And walking alone, sometimes we're struck down and for no apparent reason, we develop diseases of the body. We may discover after going to the doctor that we have lupus, or we have leukemia, or we have diabetes, or the most frightening one of all, we have cancer, or emphysema. It's quite frightening when you walk alone. And yet all the time, all through the years, through the relationships, through the scary moments, within your own consciousness and mine, there is an infinite sea of spirit, an infinite sea of love. Love itself, infinite love, waiting, patiently for our return. Which is what the word repent means. Return. Return. And so if I had something I could leave behind, if I could give you my most precious gift in all of my years, in all the world, in all the universes, I would leave you the knowing. Well, I would introduce you to this presence within your consciousness. That would be my most precious jewel to give to you. If you are one who has walked alone, if you have been unaware of this infinite sea of love itself, then even though it is there in your consciousness, it has done you no good. It is true that God is omnipresent, present everywhere in everyone's consciousness, the presence behind all form. But this truth is absolutely useless. It's only a set of words, some pretty poetry on paper. And if you have not the conscious awareness of it, if you have not made that contact to where you feel it, then it's absolutely useless and is not the truth in your experience. One of the biggest questions, and I've asked it myself years ago, if there is a God, how can he allow all of these things that happen on earth? I have met some very angry people, and I was an angry person myself when I shouted this question. How can you allow this? But now I know. Now I know. This infinite sea of love allows us to make our choice. Will we turn within? Or will we walk alone? And being a parent and a grandparent and even a great-grandparent now, in my little limited way, I understand that sometimes I have to let my children go, even though I know they're headed for a fall. I have to let them go. Because in that fall, they turn to their God and find their answer. Whereas if I rush in to rescue them each time, they may never find God. They may never turn within. And if you've lived through that experience, you know how much love it takes to keep your hands off. but you also know the joy, the thrill that enters your heart when, after falling, they get up and brush themselves off and become the strong, individual, independent person you always knew they could be. How beautiful it is. And so, although I know that's only a human example, it suffices for me to know that my Father loves me so much that He doesn't push Himself upon me. It was put this way to me one time: God is a gentleman and He does not butt in until He's asked. The good news is that every knee will bend, which means that everyone will eventually turn within and find that loving presence. Because, you see, we are not limited in time and space. We can find that presence here, or we can find that presence hereafter. As Paul so beautifully put it, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Now, just how, if we are not consciously aware of this sea of love, this infinite presence, this omnipresence, how can we gain the conscious awareness or the conscious feel of it? Because I tell you, when you have the conscious awareness of it, you are never alone again. Never, never, never. Once you have the conscious awareness of it, all of the promises begin to come true. Such as, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. If you have the conscious awareness of the living presence, you will never be alone. It will never leave you. And this means for eternity. So this is my most precious gift I would like to give to you. If you haven't already done so, read Practicing the Presence and The Art of Meditation, two Infinite Way books that open the doors to infinity. And start practicing that presence, even if it's only words in the beginning. And start practicing that meditation, even if you don't feel anything in your moments of silence in the beginning. Because, you see, it's not an organization called the Infinite Way that will do anything for you. It will only point you back to that inner door. It's not a man or a woman or a teacher that will do anything for you. They will only point you back to that door within your consciousness. And it's not a book that will do anything for you, other than give you the directions to opening that inner door. The only thing that will change your experience, whether relationships, supply, health, living life, the only thing that will change your experience as a permanent dispensation is making the contact, opening the door within you, and really inheriting the conscious awareness of the living presence of God as an internal experience. There are many, many souls that I love, that I, if I could, would open this door for them, but I cannot. I can lead them within, show them the door, but they of themselves must open it. And that involves effort. That involves going within, shutting this outer door on the senses, and contemplating some truth, some statement of truth, some scripture that you feel a rightness about, until you come to the end of your thought on it. Then, in a moment ye think not, the bridegroom cometh, which in everyday English means this. When you come to the end of your thought on God's grace is my sufficiency, and you rest back, the door within your consciousness opens up by itself, and you feel the rush of inner grace pouring out. Now, you don't know if that's going to happen on your 5th attempt, your 15th attempt, or your 30th attempt. But I promise you, if you make the attempt, it will happen. You will have that inner embrace of the Father's love. You will come to know personally, as an individual, you experience, you will come to know the Comforter. Christ Jesus told us, I will not leave you comfortless. And he hasn't. The Comforter has come to each of us. That was his mission. If I go not away, the Comforter cannot come. He was telling the disciples, you are looking to me, and I am only a man as you are. But if I go away, I will send you the Spirit of Truth, even the Comforter, which will teach you all things. And so he went away. But he sent all of humanity, for all time, the Comforter. It was established in our consciousness. Once you have had this inner experience, the door will never be closed again permanently. You may, of course, become active again out here in your day-to-day affairs to the point where you forget about it. But after coming into another experience of feeling alone, you will return again and again within. Eventually, we all discover this inner infinite sea of spirit. This is my supply. This is my companionship and my companion. This is my life, my health, my body, my being. And then we simply lose interest in all of these baubles without. We simply lose interest in it. No, it doesn't mean we go into a monastery or become an ascetic somewhere, living in a cave, because we still perform well on the job. In fact, we perform better than we ever have because this presence performs that which is appointed for us to do. It doesn't mean that we leave our spouses and we run off to be single and live in a quiet life with God. No, we become better partners, because the love flowing through us now is not our own. The understanding and the compassion flowing through us is not our own. And so we become a better partner. It does not mean that we neglect our bodies and say, well, God's going to take care of that now, and so I won't bother feeding it very often, or I won't give it enough sleep, or I won't take care of it or keep it clean. No, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean I can eat all the junk food I want. God's going to take care of me. But we have an even better body because that inner teacher teaches us what's right for us each individually to eat or not eat. We don't try to stop eating certain things. They just drop away. There's no interest. And we develop new interests. Hey, suddenly I'm drinking. Now, I'm just using an example here. Please don't run out and do this. Hey, suddenly I'm drinking fruit juice, or I seem to be enjoying 6 glasses of water a day. The doctor told me to do that 10 years ago. You see, it just happens. It just happens. And so this inner spirit leavens the whole lump, so to speak. It doesn't take you out of the world. Remember Christ praying? Father, I do not pray that you take them out of the world, but that you leave them in it. And so you stay in this world. But you're not of this world, because you're not seeking supply, or a companion, or better physical health through physical means. You're not seeking out here. Now everything's coming to you from within. Because when you've experienced this inner presence, well, I can tell you how it was for me. I just fell in love. I fell in love. God and God's love just stole my heart. Stole all of me, lock, stock, and barrel. Because nothing compares on earth. And so when you have that experience, of course you want to stay as close as you can to that open door. Therefore, it's not a task, it's not a job, it's not a chore to sit down and meditate. Your heart loves to do it. And then, in turn, this presence is upon you and through you and as you even more. You might suddenly realize what Paul said, I live yet not I, but Christ, his presence, liveth my life. Or it may be simply, the Father within is doing so many things through me. Or, grace, grace. Yes, the illumined walk without fear now, but by grace. See, that's in front of every one of the Infinite Way books, isn't it? The illumined walk without fear by grace. And it means you are no longer walking alone. There's this presence with you. You live by its grace by turning within and opening the door several times a day. You know, the day will come when you will not have to open the door because it will be taken right off the hinges. There will be a permanent opening. And what does this really mean? It means inside your being will be a permanent opening from this world into the kingdom, and you will go in and out at will and find pasture. See, some of these sayings we may not have understood are making sense now. Yes, the day will come when your own inner being is an open doorway into the infinite kingdom of heaven. And you are a walking doorway into another dimension. You never even have to try to do that. It just comes and develops within you as you practice your part by going to the door and opening it each day, several times during the day. Now, this presence, this infinite sea of love, is too pure to behold iniquity, and canst not look upon evil. Do you realize what that means? It means it does not matter what you have done in your human life, where you have been, or who you've done it with. If you were down in the gutter, like I was, for a few years, and you did some unspeakable things while down there, when you open the door onto this presence, there's nothing to apologize for. Nothing. Because if you did, this presence would not even know what you were talking about. It is too pure to behold any of that stuff you did. So there's no sense hanging on to it. There's no sense belittling yourself or condemning yourself. That's what people do when they walk alone. Ah, but now you know better. You don't have to walk alone. Now you can open this door and this presence blows through like a cool breeze on a summer day. You can feel it, sometimes it feels just like that. It has not the slightest interest in what you did. The only interest it has is, are you opening the door? Are you ready to embrace me? And can I embrace you at last? Sometimes it's as if it's saying, I have waited for you. I see you. Sometimes it's like playing peekaboo with your father. And isn't that just wonderful? Now we understand what it means, though your sins were as scarlet, ye shall be white as snow. Did you think that meant that God forgives you? No, that's a human concept. There's nothing to forgive. It's over. It's over. Do you understand? It's over. Open the door on a new day, on a new experience, on a new life, which is freely given. It's wonderful, says Walter Lanyon, and he's right. It's wonderful. And so if I could leave you anything, if I knew I was going to pass, it would be, please, please come within. Open that door. Put the effort forth. Don't read 20 books, 30 books. Don't go to 15 different teachers. Don't study 5 different teachings. None of that's necessary. Simply practice the presence and begin meditation and come within. There is a banquet that has been prepared for you. It was promised to us. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. I in thee, and thou in me, and us in the Father. This place has been prepared for you. You, hearing these words. But you must turn within and accept it. It is true, for God so loved you that God prepared a place for you, that if you would open the door, you would never walk alone again. And something else will happen. As this inner experience comes more and more often, without even lifting your little finger, you will discover that it begins to form itself without any effort on your part. Your part was only in the resting back on the sea of spirit. And now you begin to see this invisible something, which I call Papa, or Father, or Daddy, or Spirit, or Christ. It does not matter. The word isn't important. It's the feeling of it that's important. You'll discover that by the feeling of it, without any effort, without any thought, really, it starts forming itself. Your relationships become smooth. Harmony prevails. You don't even know how. your supply of every good and perfect gift, not just money, because money is one of an infinite ways that supply appears. But your supply will increase. Gifts will come to you from out of the universe that you never planned and never imagined. As we said, your health, your body, your life will just improve all by itself. Yes, you might find yourself walking where you didn't used to walk, but it won't be a conscious thing. You'll just discover, hey, I wonder when I started doing this. This presence within you, within your consciousness, has come that you might have life and life more abundantly. And that means every phase of living, harmony, joy, peace, abundance, love. How did you think love would manifest? Of course, it has to be. And so my pearl of great price, my diamond, my gem, the greatest gift I have ever received, I now endeavor to pass on to you. The kingdom of heaven is within you. Make an effort, seek ye this kingdom within you. And when you find it, not before, when you find it, when you feel it, when you experience it, then you shall make the discovery, every good and perfect gift is included in this infinite sea of love. And now we understand the scripture. All these things shall be added. No, they're not really added. When you seek, when you feel this presence, and rest in it, trusting it, then you awaken to discover every good and perfect gift was included in this presence. Sometimes you will find tears of joy, as you know you did nothing to earn this joyous, abundant life. But then, if you are wise, you will correct yourself and say, no, those are the added things, the forms. It is the invisible presence I love. It is my supply. My supply is invisible, the invisible presence. It is my companionship. My companion is invisible, the invisible presence. It is the life, my life. My life is this invisible presence flowing. This is what I love. This is what has stolen my heart. This is what I have no words to describe. This is the most wonderful gift of love that I could ever receive or that I could ever share or give. This is beyond my wildest dreams to discover that my being is an open doorway to an infinite sea of love. And all of this for free, simply because it is God's nature, it is love's nature, to give itself to the beloved. Please accept my invitation to the banquet your beloved has called.